Challenges getting your meat processed. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. Based on what you hear from ranchers, particularly with smaller operations, it's hard to find processing plants that can cater to their needs. That, in turn, is due to the fact that there aren't enough butchers to get the job done. Elliot Tolbert is the plant operations manager at Northwest Premium Meats and says people aren't learning the trade like they used to, but he has a plan.
Ideally, what I would like to see is a program at like a community college level. Something like that would give people a strong enough background to know what they're doing, and then they can learn your specific process once they're there. Something like that, where you tie it into an internship and say, okay, you're going to go to classes Tuesday and Thursday, and then Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you're going to go work at Northwest Premium Meats for 3 months, and then for the next semester, you're going to come to school these days, and you're going to go work at Greenfields for 3 months, or Boston's Beef House for 3 months. Put him with one of these guys that's in their late 50s, early 60s, and is really ready to retire. And they come in and they've invested in this schooling and they've learned all of this stuff and they're excited about it. They come in and they actually want to take it over. That's really the way forward for the industry, for small plants, is having these kids go somewhere and just learn. We have to have the labor, we have to have the expertise, and then we have to fund it.
Sounds like the dean at a community college. Vision, produced by the Ag Information Network.